From the eastern country came the kings afar, bearing gifts to Bethlehem, guided by a star. Thank you.
I love this music. Once in Royal David City is one of the most beautiful things, and to hear it done so well. It could be done very poorly, but to be done so well, I thank you for all the music. And I just want to make a few observations. I won't preach for very long, but I wanted to, I'm saving up for tonight, so good luck tonight. But I wanted to just kind of remind you of the impact that music has in our lives. You know, there's a really wise person once said that when we sing, we pray twice. You know, that this whole business of lifting our whole body, you know, you are using a completely different set of skills within your lungs. You are using a different cognitive pathway when you sing. Music has an impact that is unique unto itself. And so it is a powerful thing in the human life, and why wouldn't it be at Christmas, right? If you think about it, what we have at Christmas is full of music. Why would we be surprised by any of that? When we look at the gospel of Luke, which is what we have been working with these last few weeks as we've been preparing ourselves for Christmas, music has been part of it. And a lot of it, as it's recorded, has been spontaneous. All right? You just heard the passage from Zechariah's song, right? Just a few moments ago, we heard what Zacharias would have opened up his mouth, and what is reported that he opened up his mouth and started to functionally sing about the goodness of God, right? It's spontaneous opera. Mary, too, I just read that for you. Mary sings. A few years ago, I was in Brazil working in a mission, and part of the responsibility that I had was working with another fellow to install some fencing around the top of a wall. It was unfortunate. It was in a kind of difficult neighborhood where the mission was. The mission of the church was to allow for young people to come to be part of a growth center. They would learn basic skills. They would be tutored in their academic work, what they were not able to receive at school. They learned life skills. They also stayed off the streets. One of the problems in Brazil at that time, and had been a historic problem, is that young people were cut loose from their schools and allowed to kind of like prowl through the streets, even if they made it to school. And there was such a mess that the local authorities didn't really know what to do with that, so they would round these kids up and take them to the hills. And often, they would kill them. From that context came a ministry, part of our United Methodist life, called Sombra e Água Fresca, which in Portuguese is shade and fresh water. There's this popular phrase that with a little bit of shade and fresh water, we can kind of refresh ourselves and get back to life. And so this was an oasis, this ministry outpost in the middle of kind of some rough neighborhoods was an oasis. And so we were putting some fence around the wall of a soccer enclosure, a small little soccer field, barely even a field, more like a, you know, half a basketball court, but they could play soccer. And it was necessary, it was determined, to put some fencing around that because of crime and theft. And so my buddy Blair and I, had a similar sense of humor as me. Someone just went, ugh. I'll find you. So Blair and I were working chain link fencing and on ladders and having a blast. And so we started to sing American songs off the top of the, you know, and really good top 40 kind of stuff. There was some Journey that was spilled onto the streets there. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. You know the rest of the song. She took the midnight train. Right. I will stop there. But we didn't. We kept going. We kept going. And we sang. And we started kind of making up the words as we were going along. It was so much fun. It was spontaneous opera on the streets of Belo Horizonte in Brazil. And it was a blast. And the neighbors got wind of it. And so in time, within a few hours, we had a large group that had gathered together to hear the crazy Americans singing their bad songs. With the coming of Christ, there is music. It bubbles up out of our celebrations for sure. It bubbles up out of our recorded understanding of what happened at that time. It bubbles up within our hearts. Even when we struggle sometimes, that song is still there. In Psalm 40, written a very long time before the arrival of Jesus, we hear these words. He leaned down to me. He listened to me cry for help. He lifted me out of the depth, the pit of death, out of the mud and filth, and set my feet on solid rock. He steadied my legs. He put a new song in my mouth. A song of praise of our God. Many people will learn of this and be amazed, and they will trust in the Lord. The rock band U2, remember U2? Any Irish lovers in here? I will sing a new song. Right. I will sing a new song. How long to sing this song? How long to sing this song? We have a song that has come to us in the Christ and an opportunity to sing it well. So on this Christmas Eve, in this particular part of the day, let us do well to sing our songs. I say this to you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.